Elon Musk's Migration Plan, We Should Let Anyone In. By Neil Munro on September 29, 2023. Elon Musk says he wants a huge increase in migration. Despite the evidence that migration imposes massive pocketbook and civic damage on ordinary Americans. I'm extremely pro-immigrant, Musk told his viewer during a brief visit to the border, where he was escorted by one of the Republicans' most pro-migration legislators, Representative Tony Gonzales, RTX. I believe that we need a greatly expanded legal immigration system and that we should let anyone in the country who is hardworking and honest and will be a contributor to the United States. We should have expedited legal approval for anyone who sort of falls in that category. Musk, a South African immigrant, had earlier endorsed a policy of using migration to replace the Americans who are not favored by leading CEOs. He said in July, "Imagine if America is a pro sports team. We want to win the championship, and we want to keep winning the championship. And there are some ace players on another team, and they really want to join our team. And now we can make them fight us, or we can have them join our team and just crush the other teams. That is the way to continue success. We should welcome them, not have all these ridiculous immigration obstacles." Musk's preference for mass migration would be good for him and his fellow billionaires, such as Michael Bloomberg and Mark Zuckerberg. Any government policy of inflating the population helps to cut wages, raise housing prices, and spike profit-boosting consumption of food, clothing, electronics, and vehicles, such as Musk's Tesla automobiles. Migration also allows investors to minimize risky investments in developing regions because it imports consumers from developing countries into the stable U.S. marketplace. But open borders also make it more difficult for ordinary Americans to get decent wages, buy houses for young families, put their kids in good schools, or get the attention of government officials and politicians. For example, the price of U.S. housing has spiked while wages have flatlined since President Joe Biden began welcoming millions of poor illegals into the United States. Already, millions of older, isolated, sicker, or alienated Americans have been pushed to the sidelines by C.E.O.'s rational preference for hardworking, compliant, and cheap migrants. In September, Stephen Camerota, a policy expert at the Center for Immigration Studies, reported, "Nationally, 44 million U.S.-born working-age, 16 to 64, men and women are not in the labor force, almost 10 million more than in 2000. In Texas, the number increased from 2.5 million in 2000 to 3.8 million in 2023. Again, this does not even include the officially unemployed. The fall-off in labor force participation is contributing to profound social problems such as crime, drug addiction, social isolation, and depression. Outside the United States, progressives in Canada and the United Kingdom have already followed Musk's call for mass migration. The result is a widespread loss of wealth generating productivity and the spread of mass poverty while vast wealth has been shifted into unproductive housing prices. The cause and effect damage has spiked public opposition to the mass migration policies favored by the bipartisan alliance of progressives, investors, CEOs, and billionaires. So Musk also called for more enforcement against illegal immigration to help Washington pass a law that would expand legal immigration. "We should also not be allowing people in the country if they're breaking the law. That doesn't make sense. The law is there for a reason. So, you know, I think we want to do both things, smooth out legal immigration and then stop a flow of people that is of such magnitude that is actually leading to a collapse of social services, where even America's largest city, New York, is buckling under the pressure of just how many illegal immigrants are going to New York. If New York can't handle it, or pretty much no part of the country can. So if we don't do something soon, we're just going to have a collapse in social services as we're already seeing in New York. There's roughly 350 million people in the U.S., but there's 8 billion people on Earth," he said. "This is an open border to 8 billion people. But Biden's illegal inflow into New York is fully backed by leading landlords and investors, many of whom are also asking that taxpayer funds be used to provide illegal migrants with shelters and training so they can compete for the jobs Americans need." Gonzales echoed Musk's claim that wealth-shifting illegal immigration is bad and that somehow wealth-shifting legal immigration is good. "I believe in legal immigration," Gonzalez told Musk before complaining that Biden's illegals make it difficult for business-backed Republicans and progressive Democrats to pass a law that expands legal migration. I think immigration is important, and what happens is people that have come over illegally completely undermine the legal system, and it is getting worse. We're talking about New York today, but Chicago, Los Angeles, and Denver, there's all these other places where it's just spreading, Gonzalez complained. Gonzalez is one of roughly 30 GOP legislators who quietly oppose illegal migration curbs while pushing for more legal migration. He and the other pro-migration GOP members are heavily funded by the business-backed Congressional Leadership Fund. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas states that he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.